possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Bob on his way to Charlotte, even as we speak, getting ready for the game tomorrow. But we have a treat for you. Former Pitt wide receiver Chris Curd joins the show. You've heard him before talking about NFL football, college football, and also flag football. And you're still the founder, owner, commissioner of the Pittsburgh Flag Football League. Am I right about that, Chris?
That is correct, Joe. It is my full-time job. It's what I live and breathe.
So what's happening with the Olympics now, 28 Olympics in L.A.? Are we going to see NFL players? Which ones might we see? Will the teams be comprised of all NFL players? What's the latest update there?
So I would say this. There's still a decent amount of chatter around what and who is going to be participating for any of the different country teams. A lot of folks got to understand, too, it's going to be limited with how many countries are going to be represented at the actual Olympics. So I think it's going to be six men's teams and six women's teams. The World Games just finished up about a week ago, and the United States women's team actually lost in a heartbreaker to Mexico. And so there's a lot of the focus has been more so on the women's side. While the men's side is kind of, people are just kind of, it's kind of a wait and see pattern. Because the reality is 2028 is still a ways away, and we don't know which NFL players are still going to be actively playing in the league right now, and, you know, what guys may be retired and may be available and have the time to actually do it.
So what do you think the odds are we see a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson in the Olympics?
I'm still going to err on the side of saying very slim. And it's not to say that those guys are not incredible quarterbacks and incredible athletes. They are. But something you got to understand with the flag game, and not only just flag football in general, but especially on the international stage, it is very, very different. There's a lot of laterals that are involved. Oftentimes, most teams have two credible quarterbacks in order that are on the field at the exact same time. One will be lined up the receiver, one will be the actual quarterback spot. And so there's a lot of nuance to the offensive game when it comes to flag football on the international stage. And I'm not saying it's impossible for an NFL quarterback to go in there and do it. I'm just saying relationship-wise, scheme-wise, it would be a lot to learn. It would be. I still say that if anything, if I was a betting person, I'd say there's going to be a degree of looking at, okay, are there any large wide receivers in terms of physically in stature, someone like a DK Metcalf, someone like that, or are there any true shutdown corners? Because that way you're limiting what their role has to be on that stage.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. I guess if I'm coaching or the GM of the U.S. team, though, and I have a choice between, you know, Joe Smith, who's been playing flag football for years and has won world championships, or Lamar Jackson, I still think I'm going with Lamar and figuring he'll get it within about 3 weeks, right? Well, am I crazy for that? I want Lamar on the football field.
You know, you're not crazy about saying that. You're not at all. But also, too, it comes down to, okay, we as a country and as a national team and as a host country for the first time this game rolling out for a game that we technically have invented here, we want to almost ensure the win. And I think the debate is going to come down to, the closer and closer it gets to the 2028 Olympics, it's going to be winning versus eyeballs. You know, I'm not saying that one, I'm not saying that both can't coexist at the same time, but I'm saying that, does the NFL's influence with USA Football's influence, is it going to be more about actually ensuring the win, or is it going to be about making sure there's a lot of eyeballs watching the games and the competitions themselves?
I hear that, but it does sound, you know what I mean? It sounds like you're saying, though, that the guys in place right now, whoever they are, would give the U.S. a better chance to win than Lamar.
I would say that, yes. And the primary reason is because the men's team is very, very good. And this is not to say the women's team isn't good. The women's team is extremely good. But the additional component that the U.S. men's team has, if all else fails, the U.S. men's team can just out-athlete people. I'm just being completely blunt with it. You know, if all else fails and someone's playing them tight, they'll just say, you know, just go deep. And they're athletically, they're that good enough
yeah,
to do it. They're that good.
Okay. Then let's talk about actual NFL football. You and I have talked about this and college football before, yeah. And we agreed that today, let's look at the AFC. And let's look at quarterbacks in particular. I was on my drive back from Buffalo the other day listening to a show on Odyssey National. Forget who the host was, but it was Jamie Dukes is who it was. You know him, Limits?
Yeah.
Put up your dukes is his catchphrase.
No, not aware.
He's awesome. He was saying that Patrick Mahomes is no longer the best quarterback in the AFC or the best quarterback in football. He's not the guy anymore. People have surpassed him, or at least on his level. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. And here's the one thing I will say. I think this year is going to be the defining year that's going to determine that fact. And the real reason, that, granted, this is not the AFC North. This is the other division, what is it, the AFC West. What's really going to determine where Pat Mahomes is ranking-wise is this year. And that's not because of what the Chiefs are doing. It's because of how everyone else in that division is elevating its own game. So it's not going to be, you know, like 10 years ago when Tom Brady was playing for New England, you more or less could just check those boxes and go, oh, we have wins. We have in-division wins. We're good to go. Like, we've secured home field advantage. It no longer is going to be the case in the AFC West for the Chiefs. It won't. And what you're going to see from Herbert with the Chargers, the quarterbacks they have with Geno Smith over with the Raiders, it's going to be an elevated game. It really, really is. And so it's going to be one of these situations where if he's the best, it'll shine through this year. If he's just a really, really good quarterback, top-tier quarterback, that's going to also shine through this year as well.
So if you had to pick one quarterback right now from the AFC, who would it be? Do we have a tier of four? I think a lot of people think it's Jackson, Burrow, Josh Allen, and Mahomes. Maybe you want to throw somebody else in there. But if you had one guy to win a game, who would it be?
Lamar Jackson, without question. Mm. Lamar Jackson. Because and the reason being is because Lamar, as he's aged, he's gotten more mature with his game. But when he needs to go back to that, I'll just take off and run, he does it, and he makes it look so easy. He makes it look so easy against all defenses. And it's one of these things where that element, as a defense coordinator, you have to respect that every single game. Even though he's not doing it on a regular basis like he did when he was younger, he can still do it. This isn't like, oh, he's aged out of it and he's just going to sit in the pocket. Like, no, he can still very much outrun most people on the field at any given moment. So I would go with Lamar Jackson for sure, regardless of the fact that, you know, their playoff performances haven't gotten them necessarily to the big dance. I'm still going with Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen is solid, no doubt about it. But he's going to struggle because they don't have any actual legit hardcore wide receivers right now. It's going to be a real struggle for them in Buffalo. Mahomes is going to do what Mahomes is going to do. I mean, I think that's something where the consistency of his play, also with Andy Reid and how much they scheme things up, it's going to continue to add value to him as a quarterback and the longevity of his career. But I'm not going to just go foregone conclusion and go, oh, he's the best guy in the league. No, I'm not going to say it at all. I think, if anything, some dark horses in the AFC this year, Herbert, for sure. Herbert, for sure, is going to be a dark horse. I don't know if you want to call him a dark horse because he's been playing extremely well. But I think with now that Harbaugh has been inserted in there as the head coach and his track record of rehabilitating organizations in a matter of, 24 months, and they're on that trajectory, do really, really well.
How about the Steelers' new quarterback? Big Ben paid a visit to that joint practice last week and on his podcast just went wild over Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, saying, as long as Rodgers gets protection, we're going to see something very special on the field. Do you think the Steelers have a guy that they can win a playoff game with? What do you think of Rodgers?
Definitely. I mean, the component pieces are there, not only just on defense, but offensively. I think the real key is not just going to be the performance of Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. It's going to be the rest of the receiving core and how do they step up and make themselves available as credible targets for defenses right now. Aaron, his arm is still his arm. And I'm not an expert. If you say I'm just someone who's played the game, I've been fortunate enough to play at a lot of different levels. I would say the most important thing for Aaron Rodgers is going to be his health. I mean, that's with anybody when you get up in that age, So that's why they're preserving him within, the preseason play. I mean, my God, I don't know if you watched the Bengals game the other night. Burrow, although he looked great, he looked like he was running for his life.
Crazy.
And every single time he got hit, I'm sitting there holding my breath like, oh, this is it. This is it for the Bengals. This is it. And so it's, look, as far as the Steelers and their quarterback position, I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Aaron to kind of leave out on his career on a high note. But ultimately, it's going to come down to that second, third, and fourth wide receiver. What can they do? How can they elevate their games to really make life easy for Aaron Rodgers? Because that's what it's going to be about, is distribution. Get the ball out of your hand, get it in.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
In the hands of the playmakers and let them do their thing.
Former Pitt receiver Chris Curd also played a little pro football in his time, is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline presented by, Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris, why is it that in high school they go straight from camp to the first game? We're going to see Texas, Ohio State. There's going to be no exhibition games before that. Why does the NFL have to play them? I mean, I know the answer to all my questions is money, no matter what I'm talking about on earth. Mm-hmm. But is there anything more to it than that? Like why do the pros need one when high schools and colleges don't?
Evaluation of talent. I mean, the reality is in the next 3 to 4 days, you're going to have a third, if not just over a third, of the athletes that are on NFL rosters unemployed. And that's not to say that they're not good enough. It always comes down to, you know, does a team like this need a guy like you right now? And it comes down to time, and it doesn't come down to numbers. Having those opportunities for game settings for evaluation, I think, is critical for not all positions, but a lot of the positions. Many of the positions, I would argue, you can get more context around performance within those joint practices. Those joint practices, I think arguably are probably more critical because it's very hands-on. It's very, very hands-on. So if you're the defensive back coach, you know, for the Titans, and I'm the wide receivers coach for the Steelers, and we have joint practices together, I can sit there. Me and you are sitting there hardcore watching, basically evaluating 15 guys, 15 to 20 guys, and how good they perform in that moment. The NFL, of course, it's going to be about money and the opportunity to make money, whether it be for each of the ownership groups and each of the home stadiums, but also too, it's the evaluation. You want to give guys a firm opportunity to evaluate them on a talent and on-field and in-game experience level to see just how well they can do and can they contribute. I mean, look at that guy. Look at that young, I forget his name. I'm drawing a blank right now, but in the Commanders game the other night, young wide receiver. I think he might be a second-year player. He was a practice squad guy last year, I think. He caught a touchdown right before – he caught two touchdowns right before half. I think from the stats, I think he only had two or three catches in the game. But I guarantee you this, him having that performance got him a roster spot because of the critical moment of when he actually did it. And so you can't fake that stuff. You know, it's not the same as doing it in practice. So there's value there. There's definitely value in having those preseason games for opportunities for guys to shine.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Chris, I often wonder, too, in the preseason, like, let's take Will Howard, for example. And you went through this. Mm-hmm. I think you were Falcons camp, right? You went to?
Yes, correct.
So, yep. You know, Will Howard, let's say it came down to he had to play a little bit hurt to play in one of these preseason games. Whatever. He suddenly got healthy, something like that. He's played a lot of huge games in his career, including a national title game. But wouldn't it be true that if, let's say, he were playing tomorrow night, that it would be the biggest game of his life? And for a lot of these guys, these games that we might flick on, might turn off after 5 minutes, it's really usually not a great quality of football. For most of the guys tomorrow night, it's going to be the biggest game of their football life. Is that right? And what did it feel like
100%.
For you? 100%.
Yeah, I mean, you're fighting, I would argue that you're fighting for your football career. For a lot of these guys tomorrow night. What it felt like for me, I mean, I was fortunate enough, we had preseason games against the Ravens, Bengals, and the Vikings, and you go into that game, and for a lot of guys, you kind of get the understanding or feeling that week of practice leading up to it, because your reps may start to elevate, or your reps may start to actually kind of decline. And also, too, where the real kind of rub is not only just for quarterbacks, for everyone, is can you be a special teams contributor?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I talked to when I was talking to a lot of guys, a lot of the pit guys years ago, when I first moved back to Pittsburgh, I would tell them, I'm saying, listen, you know, stop devaluing the role on special teams. You have to be an athlete. You have to be an athlete first among anything. So everyone needs to know how to block and tackle and catch. It doesn't matter what position you're playing, period. And so if you want to enhance your opportunity to make a roster, it's going to be about position flexibility. What can you do? Where can we put you? And, you know, anyone who is in that room right now, this week, leading into that final preseason game, and they're not on special teams in some capacity, some way, it's looking dark for them. It honest to God true. Because even if you're a first round skill position player, you're playing on special teams. You're doing something. And so it's a sick feeling. What I always tell people is just because you don't know their name or don't believe they're quote-unquote good, everyone in the National Football League is a good athlete. Everyone is. Everyone is. It comes down to timing and numbers. Do they need a guy like you on a team like this? I mean, prime example, take a look at the Bengals right now. Bengals right now have Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder, I remember him. I thought he was actually a really, really good college quarterback coming out of Cincinnati. And his career didn't necessarily pan out as expected with the Falcons, and he's bounced around the league. Right now, he's fighting. This is a guy with a credible resume on the college level and a so-so resume at the NFL level. He's fighting for his actual playing career right now with the Bengals. And the question mark's going to be this. Skylar Thompson, he did phenomenal for the Steelers the other night in that last preseason game. But what will that leave for him? You know, we don't know. So it's the level of competition in National Football League. I don't need to tell you guys this. Level of competition is so cutthroat and so high level that, you know, you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes and be flexible to make the team.
Yeah. Well, that's what is most interesting to me about the final game of the preseason. I appreciate the time, Chris. Let's talk more football soon. Take care, man.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate the opportunity, guys.
All right. That's Chris Curd, former Pitt receiver. He's got some hot takes there, Limits. Great guy.
Joe, I got some breaking news for you.
Oh,
breaking,
what do you got?
Breaking news, and this is big news in the world of Pittsburgh sports. We'll give you a little bell ringer for it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What's happening here?
According to Noah Hyles and Alex Stump, the Pirates are promoting Bubba Chandler to the major leagues.
Here we go. Here we go.
Now, Noah adding some context. Chandler will be added to the roster on Friday. He is expected to pitch out of the bullpen in a long relief role.
It seems a little odd. That I would do that if I were contending right now. I'm not sure I would do that. What are they doing? But even like, when they have an exciting announcement, this happens.
I don't get it. Why would he not start? Why not immediately give him that opportunity?
The Pirates are promoting Bubba Chandler. In a little twist, he's going to play third base. What is happening here, Limits?
He's going to pitch one inning or two innings or three, whatever you define as long relief nowadays.
Who was first on the Mitch Keller story? I don't feel good about it because I like Mitch Keller, but it's happening again.
It happened again last night. It was you,
Eeyore. It happened again last night, Limits. What is this, five starts in a row? This guy has imploded? Now, not a lot of starting pitching was traded at the deadline, but I'm sorry. You know, this idea that, oh, wait till the offseason, you'll get a better deal. The whole time, my thought was, oh, really? Because right now, he's pitched really well this season. This was at the deadline. What's going to happen over the next handful of starts in the next 2 months? Because based on his career history, nothing good. And what's happened? Nothing good. Now what are you going to get in the offseason if you're even going to deal him? Plus, you're tied up in for at least in Pirate terms, a significant amount of money with him that could be used better elsewhere. Oh, well. Sam Clancy next. It will be cool to see Bubba Chandler. Don't get me wrong, in any capacity.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.